Don't force it, reinforce it. It's expression of an impression. It's action! Gonna find a real gold mine. Gonna find a real gold mine with action. I know what's happened. Gonna find a real gold mine. Gonna find a real gold mine with action. I know what's happened. Letting go down and fear. Letting in a good idea with action. I know what's happened.
Action is a great word, isn't it? If you were thinking of words that were motivational, action would have to be up near the top of the list. And on this cassette, we want to add new meaning to action. Hello, this is Bob Proctor with your Power Principle on Action. In a movie or a play, you will hear the director calling for action. The camera begins to roll, things begin to happen. Used in the context of war, it can have a very negative sting. You frequently hear of individuals being wounded or killed in action. In this message, action is being used as a power principle, a very positive power principle. We want the concept of action to play a very positive role in your life. My Webster's Dictionary has a number of different meanings for the word action. The process of doing. That is the definition most people would focus their attention on. I want to suggest you put a different twist on the word action. Make it a power principle which gives you power. Make a decision to develop a reputation of a person that has outrageous action, a person who makes the big moves, a person who gets big things done. When you want to go on a trip for your vacation, make it worthwhile. Go around the world. Make the trip a memorable one. If the action is to improve your business, double your business. When you call for action, make it explosive action so that the big moves are not something that other people are always involved in. You become one of those other people. You will, from time to time, hear an individual referred to as a person of great faith. It is wise to remember that faith without action is useless. Goethe, the German philosopher, has been quoted as saying, "Before you can do something, you must first be something." And of course, he is right. Doing is the expression of what has already taken place mentally. It is the expression of an impression. Action and doing are synonymous when they are used in this context. However, the word action adds an explosive dimension to the process of doing. Think of it for a moment. If I had said this power principle is on doing, it would sound weak when compared to action. Action is a power word. When you move into action on an idea, you are involved in the final stages of creation, insofar as that idea is concerned. Action is not something that should be focused on or forced. Action should be automatic. Keep in mind, action is the physical expression of a higher activity. Permit me to use the writing of this very power principle as an example. Writing and recording this action lesson are just some of the many projects I am working on. I have mentally been working on this action principle for some time in different parts of the world. A few minutes here and there while I travel from one city to another, or perhaps while I watch a football game, I may mentally move over and give some energy to this lesson. I had a long day yesterday. I was up early, After doing a number of projects at home, I went out and conducted a Born Rich seminar in Toronto. I returned home last evening and visited with my son and his family. Then, when they left, my wife and I watched Robert Redford's movie, The River Runs Through It. Prior to going to bed, I spoke with my assistant, Gina, who is presently in our office in Kuala Lumpur. I mention these events to provide you with the insight to realize I was tired when I went to bed. It was approximately 11:30 p.m., and I had completed a full busy day. But at 3 a.m., I awoke and was wide awake. The action lesson was ready for action. I had been pregnant with this idea for the necessary period of time. It was ready. The action lesson was about to be expressed. It was ready to be written. I attempted, when I realized what time it was, to forget it and go back to sleep. It was no use, and besides, I knew better. I went to the kitchen, put on a pot of coffee, and began to write. The action step becomes automatic when you prepare yourself mentally. And when your ideas are ready for action, they should not be denied. The action step in the creative process is the expression of an impression. I spent a number of years working with the late Earl Nightingale. He was a wise man, and he taught me many important lessons, one of which fits this lesson perfectly. He said, ideas are like slippery fish. If you don't gaff them with the point of a pencil, they will probably get away and never come back. That is a beautiful truth worthy of serious consideration. Over the years, experience has taught me many lessons. I have come to the conclusion that as a people, we are far too regimented in our behavior. Literally millions of potentially great individuals permit the clock to control their life, and they pay an enormous price for it. They do not eat when they are hungry or sleep when they are tired. They do both, when the clock or their mental conditioning dictates. My mind had composed this lesson. It was ready to be written, and it was ready to move onto the physical plane of life. It did not matter whether it was 3 a.m. or 3 p.m. I was ready to give birth to the idea. Had I stayed in bed until 8 or 9 a.m., as Earl Nightingale mentioned, many important parts of this lesson could very easily have swam downstream completely out of my reach. When you are mentally pregnant with a big idea, keep this principle in mind. Action is the expression of an impression. Action comes when the idea is ready, not when a clock dictates. Have you noticed the real professionals in every walk of life are not clock watchers, nor are they controlled or guided by the dictates of the masses? When they are ready for action, they act. They understand the birth of ideas and the birth of babies are governed by exactly the same laws. Examine what I have just shared with you. Think, really think. There is only one all-knowing creative power in this universe. This power expresses itself in many ways, but it always works the same way, by law. Every form of creation is by law. When a person is carrying a baby in the womb, she is referred to as being pregnant with a new child. To make certain she carries the baby to full term and has a healthy birth, there are certain rules which must be followed. Rest, relaxation, physical exercise, freedom from worry or stress, proper diet or nutrition are all considerations to which a responsible mother gives high priority. And let's keep this basic truth in mind. When the time for the birth of the baby arrives, nothing, absolutely nothing but the birth receives mom's attention. I should probably add complete and undivided attention. You just try and get her to go back to sleep or go for a cup of coffee or watch TV. You know how successful you will be. Here is another point you might want to remember. When the time arrives for the birth to take place, the only people the mother wants in her life at that particular time are those people who are capable, are competent, and who want to give their undivided attention to assisting in the birth of the child. Long after the child has been safely delivered and mom is completely rested from her flurry of creative activity, A little idle chatter with a few non-productive, possibly scatterbrained acquaintances or relatives would probably be tolerated. But even then, almost everyone's attention is attracted back to the magnificence of the newly arrived creation. New creations generally attract almost everyone's attention and admiration. The supreme satisfaction which many people miss out on in life comes only to those main contributors who work in harmony with the Creator for the physical manifestation of the new creation. I have always felt that a mother receives a degree of satisfaction which a father will never completely understand. Their contribution in the birth of the child seems so much greater. Now let's move back to the explosive word action. You want to be recognized or thought of as a person of action. I'm sure you do. And so you should. You are a creative expression of life. You have been endowed with the mental tools that enable you to work in harmony with the ever-present, all-powerful, all-knowing Creator. So far as we know, you are the only form of life which has been given those marvelous mental powers. The nucleus of your being is perfect. It is always longing for expansion and fuller expression. You are capable of great work. We were never meant to spend our days involved in idle chatter or meaningless activity. It is our responsibility to grow, to develop a greater awareness, to enjoy every good imagined. If you haven't already got a dynamite idea running around your mind, adding dimensions of joy and enthusiasm to your days, quit whatever you are doing. Right now, lay back, relax, and permit your imagination to move. Begin to look from within to the source of unlimited supply. Look at your work. How can you improve what you are doing? How can you make it 10 times, 50 times better? Don't worry about getting paid for it. That will come. It must come. That is the law. Write your ideas down as they come to you. Do the same thing with your social life. Then go to your family life. Begin to imagine beautiful trips that you can take for your next vacation. I began writing this, as I have already mentioned, in my own home at 3 a.m. in the morning in Toronto, Canada. However, I left Toronto later that same day. At this moment, it is 3:29 in the afternoon, and I am in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia, living in the Duta Vista Executive Suites. What I am experiencing here, everyone should experience at least once in their life. I flew into Malaysia from America with Malaysia Airlines, which, in my opinion, provide the very best service worldwide in air travel. The Duta Vista Executive Suites should never be considered a hotel. I have lived in hotels for 25 years. The Duta Vista is a dimension above the finest hotels. Everyone gets a suite, and they treat you like family. I absolutely love it here. Come to the Duta Vista on your next vacation, and we'll have dinner together at the poolside restaurant. Now, that could be an idea that you can work on. 9 out of 10 people would probably smile when they hear this and then think, that would be nice, but you become the 1 in 10 who smiles and then imagines yourself sharing dinner with me at the poolside restaurant. If you keep visualizing that idea, it will become automatic. The action will actually become automatic. Make it happen. And I'm serious. Fax the Duta Vista for information. Their fax number in Kuala Lumpur is 03-255-0808. Phone Malaysia Airlines right now and book your trip. Make it first class. You deserve the very best, and Malaysia Airlines has the best. I don't care if you have to book your trip for 1 year from today. Book it. John Canary suggested to Randy LaFleur what I have just suggested to you. Randy is a RE/MAX real estate agent in Toronto, Canada. Randy and Colleen, his girlfriend, had lunch with John and I today at the Duta Vista Poolside Restaurant. Randy took action on a big idea. He and Colleen are on their way around the world. They are people of action. That is possibly why Randy is one of the top real estate agents in Canada. Remember, positive action is preceded by emotional involvement, which comes from the impression upon your universal subconscious mind. Build the image and keep thinking about it. Continually give it the energy it will require to sustain life. You are probably aware that millions of ideas are either aborted prior to birth or are stillborn. Negative suggestions from ignorant but well-meaning people, coupled together with doubt and worry, and possibly envy, is generally what takes the life out of most great ideas. Just as the expectant mother must care for the unborn child she carries, you must care for the unborn idea you carry. Associate with positive thinking people. Listen to motivation cassettes. Read self-help books. Repeat affirmations daily. Order Michelle's singing affirmation cassettes. Michelle wrote and recorded the singing affirmation music on this cassette. She has a new album which is just being released. 6 cassettes titled Michelle in Asia. All great singing affirmations. Sing along with her. It's a wonderful way to add positive energy to your emotional self. By doing what I am suggesting, your ideas will grow inside of you. Then one day, pow, you'll automatically move into action and your idea will move into form. Henry David Thoreau told us that when he said, "If a person will move confidently in the direction of their dream and endeavor to live the life they have imagined, they will meet with success unexpected in common hours." Thoreau was right. Mentally look after the idea, and one day it will just happen. Action is the expression of an impression. When you mentally work on your big ideas, the action becomes automatic. You'll not be able to stop it. The action comes from you, which causes a reaction. The reaction comes from the universe. The action meeting the reaction alters your conditions, circumstance, and environment, which produces your result, your creation. Permit me to share a wonderful story with you. It's a true story which happened to some very nice people in Northern Ontario in Canada. The story is about a dirt poor prospector who day after day, month after month, year after year would leave his home and his family to go prospecting for gold. There were times when they had next to nothing to eat. And when this man's wife or son voiced concern about the future, the man would assure them they need not worry, that the day would come and they'd have wonderful times together when he found his gold mine. He was a man of great faith, but he was also a man of action. He imagined himself with his gold mine, and he would continually go out looking for it. He was a prospector. It was the week between Christmas and New Year's Day. At that time of year in Northern Ontario, in Canada, the snow is several feet deep, and it's bitter cold, freezing cold. It is predominantly a Christian community, so being Christmas, very few people work. Most folks lay around home. It's a time to be with the family. Now, although I have never checked this out, I feel fairly safe in saying there were babies born that week in that cold, snow-swept town. The babies didn't care what the occasion was or what the weather was like. The time had elapsed. The baby arrived. Mom gave birth. The time also arrived for this man's idea to be acted upon. No one prospected for gold in this area between Christmas and New Year's. Anyone who did or even suggested that they were going to were probably considered insane. Nevertheless, this poor prospector called his partner and said, "It's time. We must go." And off they went, just outside of town. The snow was so deep, they were only able to venture a few feet off the main highway. Standing a few feet off the main road, in freezing temperature and deep snow, the poor prospector said, "This is the place." They went far beyond what any right-minded gold prospector would consider sensible with their drilling. However, it was at that very place, between Christmas and New Year's, that the poor prospector and his partner became the extremely wealthy multi-million-dollar owners of the Hemlo Gold Mines, one of the richest gold mines ever found. It was at dinner one evening that Paul Larch told me that story. You see, the poor prospector who became the wealthy owner of the Hemlo Mines is John Larch, Paul's father. They were good, decent, nice people. If you met them, you would be happy it happened to them. Paul has told me that he just knew his dad would find a gold mine. He knew it because his dad kept telling him he would find it. From the time he was a little boy, that's all Paul ever heard. And as Paul said, Dad believed he would. It was that belief over the years that fueled the idea, the image. He impressed such great energy upon his subconscious mind for so long, he moved himself into the vibration he had to be in to attract what he attracted. The image within John Larch became so explosive, it had to be acted upon. Christmas, cold, snow, none of that mattered. He had to act on the idea. The action was automatic. It was the expression of an impression. Do you have an idea big enough to keep you enthusiastic for years? John Larch did. A benefit which came to John as great as the gold mine is the faith he instilled in his son Paul. The can-do attitude Paul was raised with. John Larch was a very rich man before he ever struck gold. He had and he gave his son what gold will not buy. Get your thinking right. If it is on the wrong track, fix it. Remember, what you don't fix, your children inherit. Possibly the largest stumbling block any of us will face is the belief that something truly wonderful will happen in our life. It seems to be fairly easy for a person to believe that great things can happen to others, but not to them. If you are caught up in this trap, I would suggest that you analyze the creative process. You will see we all have the tools for greatness. I have personally been studying the lives of successful people for over 30 years. Although these people come from varied backgrounds, there is one factor which remains constant: the creative process which produces the results in their lives. Their results were preceded by an action which was automatic. It was the expression of the thoughts and the ideas which had been impressed upon their emotional mind over a period of time. They became what they thought about. The thought always propels action. You see, the bottom line is obvious. When you become quiet and think, every movement you engage in is an action. Action is something you are already involved in. The trick in life is to control the action, to create the type of explosive action which causes us to find our gold mine. That is what all the big producers do. I recently spent a weekend with Sam Kalanick. Our discussions resulted in me flying to Montreal to have another meeting with him. I would fly to the other side of the globe to spend a couple hours with this man. Sam Kalanick understands the importance of big ideas followed by explosive action. He is one of the truly big thinkers in the world today. Most people will not even give serious thought to certain ideas because they are obvious facts which would prevent the manifestation of the idea. Sam said, if the idea is big enough, the facts won't matter. Isn't that great? Think of it. If the idea is big enough, the facts won't matter. Dr. Dennis Kimbrough from Atlanta, Georgia, is one of the most effective public speakers I have ever heard. He has recently released Think and Grow Rich, A Black Choice, which he wrote with Napoleon Hill. Dr. Kimbrough is a great thinker. People like Sam Kalanick and Dr. Kimbrough used to be people I would read about but could not relate to. One day the idea settled in my mind, people like that, who do great things, were no different than I. I should get to know them. That idea grew because I kept feeding it. Eventually, that idea had to be expressed in action. Today, I am like those men because I think I am, and I now know many of the world's great thinkers. You are like the great people that you read about. Take action. Go on out and meet them. The more of these people you get to know, the more you will see that you are alike. The better you will feel about yourself. The better you feel about yourself, the more confident you will become. The more confident you become, the easier it will be for you to move into action on great, big, explosive ideas and solve the inherent problems that come with them. Dato Resham Singh, the director of engineering for Malaysia Airlines, had this to say about self-confidence. Remember and repeat this. It is something everyone should hear and understand. When we feel confident about ourselves, we know we can solve the problems, or at least put them into perspective and remind ourselves of our abilities when things aren't going well. So don't worry about what might happen when you explode into action on your big idea. Whatever happens will be what must happen for your idea to move into form. Now, let's get busy. I'll bet your idea calls for action.
Don't force it, reinforce it. It's expression of an impression. It's action!
Find a real gold mine with action. I know what's happened.